The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Hillary is here today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Hillary.
Hi, guys. Hey.
Hey. Oh, yay. Oh, you're so excited for someone who's arguing with somebody. You must like to argue. What's going on, Hillary? What's the problem today?
Well, my husband's upset. He's upset with me.
Hmm. What'd you do?
He doesn't like the dress that I let my daughter choose for homecoming.
He doesn't like the dress you let your daughter choose for homecoming.
He says that it's too revealing for a girl her age.
How old is she?
She's 16.
What does the dress look like?
Oh, you know, it's like any other dress.
Looks like a hand towel with a strap on it. No, sorry.
I mean, like, how revealing is it that he was so mad?
It's short, and right. It's got a plunging neckline. I mean, her back shows, but the deal is...
So basically, her whole body is exposed. It's short, plunging neckline, exposed back.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not a bikini.
Right. All right.
But, well, that's a step in the right direction.
So she wore this dress already, or she's going to wear it?
Homecoming has happened.
Oh.
She's worn it. I put the photos on Facebook already.
Okay.
And I think she looks beautiful.
Okay.
Right.
So what did your husband say about it?
He thinks that it's horrible and that it's too revealing and that, you know, I mean, I don't even want to use the words that he used.
Oh, like slutty, basically?
This is just the style. This is what kids are wearing. Style.
Hillary, what is your husband's name?
Oh, my husband's name's Dave.
All right, let's call Dave and find out. I don't know how angry he really is.
Yeah.
Maybe
let's
even make him angrier. That'd be fun.
Hello?
Dave.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. Who's this?
My name's Megan. I'm sorry. My name's Mark. That's Megan.
Hey, Dave.
I get us confused sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Can I help you?
Like, yeah, okay. What do you want?
We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have your wife, Hillary, on the phone, too. She told us about the dress that she let your daughter wear to homecoming.
Said you're not too happy about it all. It says she thinks you may be angry still.
Right. I'm angry. Is she on the line?
Yeah, yes. She's here.
She may be scared to talk,
though.
Oh, there she is.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I am so here.
Okay. Yeah. I'm angry. Yeah. And I was angry when she put the pictures up of our daughter on Facebook with that dress. And, babe, what, you know, we're on the radio? Do you think that's going to make me less angry?
It never does.
That's actually a great point.
Dave, real quick, what was your problem with the dress? What did you not like about it?
She's a young girl, okay? And this dress is not appropriate. I mean, it wouldn't even be appropriate for my wife to wear. I mean, it was like ridiculously short. I mean, the neckline is low, the back is too low. You know, she puts the pictures on Facebook, and the comments are just, I couldn't even read them after a while, you know? It's just so inappropriate.
Okay, all right. Hang on for me 1 second, you two. I'm sure this is probably a more, you know, I've seen some of those Facebook photos of the homecoming dresses. I'm sure this is a common.
Have you, Mark?
Common concern. Yeah, my wife and I, well, I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Okay.
WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Liz.
Hey, Liz, what do you want to say about these HOCO dresses?
Okay, so some of them, yes, are a little low cut, but to be fair, these, you can call them young women, you can call them kids, but a lot of them 15, 16 years old, in a year or two, they're going to be adults. They need to be able to make their own clothing choices. And my big takeaway from this is the way that wife described how her husband was speaking about her daughter says a lot about who he is as a person.
Yeah, I kind
of
agree.
I think he was more saying that about the dress than about the
It doesn't
daughter.
Matter. When you're speaking about a way a woman is dressing, you're basically saying, the way she's saying, I don't want to repeat what he said, it makes it sound like he called his daughter and the way she chose to dress. Some choice words that a father should never say about his child.
A good
father would never say things like that about his child.
Right.
Okay, I get that. But when you look at a picture of your daughter and she's wearing a dress and you get emotional. You're like, what are you doing? She's dressed like a this. She's dressed like a that.
My
it's different. I think it's different than saying my daughter is that.
It's not, but the problem is it's a fine line and it's not that much of a difference. I know my dad had problems with how I dress sometimes as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
His way to handle it was usually say, listen, I think you're a bit young to wear that, but I understand it's your choice to wear what you want. Just understand, sometimes people will take that out of context. Just be careful with who you are. You are a good person, and just remember that.
Right.
And that was the end of the conversation, and that should be the end of the conversation between them.
Right.
Yeah.
Continuing to be pissed about it and saying your daughter is dressed like what I'm going to guess is an SLUT or God knows what else.
Right.
That's taking it too far, and that, again, says a lot more about him as a person than it does about his wife or his daughter.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I will say this, though. There's some dresses out there that are probably inappropriate for homecoming.
I don't know. I mean, I don't look at, like, young kids, so I'm not really sure what they're wearing to prom and stuff, but I never remember that being an issue.
Oh, like, my wife and I go on Facebook all the time, and we see the homecoming dresses, and we'll go, inappropriate, inappropriate. Oh, that's nice. Inappropriate.
Really?
I mean, well, you know, Friday night, get some wine. We don't have a lot to
that's
do.
That's creepy.
We have a lot of stuff going on. what's your name?
It's Priscilla.
Priscilla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great, Priscilla. What'd you want to say?
Well, I wanted to say that, well, I just had a daughter this year. She's a baby still. But I was in high school a long time ago, but I remember going to prom and homecoming. And sometimes it could be kind of revealing. And maybe it could make these boys, these age, kind of think inappropriate of your daughter the way she dresses.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that she should have to cover up. Like, you don't have to, like, dress like a nun just because you're a girl. That seems unfair.
Yeah, I think that's... Well, I'm a girl, too, so I kind of like to show my arms, have a... Not a dress, but a summer dress.
Sure.
So, maybe 4 fingers above her knee, not, like, all the way short. Like, or maybe the back not showing, or just having one or the other.
I prefer the way the Amish women dress, as a matter of fact. Like, if my daughter shows her ankles, I'm going to yell at her.
Oh, good.
Be like, you're not leaving the house.
She
with
won't
those,
rebel against you at all.
With those bare ankles. What are you, crazy? Ashley, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Great, Ashley. What do you want to say?
I think your parents are bananas. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. And I almost wonder how many of them have teenage daughters. One of the callers was like, oh, well, she's going to college in a couple of years. You got to let them make their own clothing choices. Yes and no. As his parents, we have to put some kind of line in the sand and set parameters. That's like saying, well, in a couple of years, she's going to rush a sorority, so we should go ahead and let her do shots of Fireball so she can figure out what her alcohol problem is.
You know what? You laugh, but there are people that do that. They introduce their kids to alcohol before they go to college so they don't go, so they don't get crazy.
And it's a problem. You know, where do you as a parent say, okay, this is what I want to set boundaries on and this is what I'm not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's our job when you decide to have a child to protect that child. And some people go, oh, it's not at all the same thing.
No, it's
but
true.
It is.
And it's true with boys, too. Like,
mental health, yeah.
It's true with boys. My son wanted a Dallas Cowboys jersey, and I was like, the hell?
Don't let him do it.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what people will think of you? I mean, come on. It's bad enough. You're my son. You don't want to, you're already fighting an uphill battle. Mary from the West Side. Good morning.
Poor
How are
guy.
You?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great, Mary. What's your take? What are your thoughts?
Gosh, first, bless the mom's heart for, she thinks her daughter's gorgeous and beautiful. I think that's great. I love hearing her talk up her daughter. You know, at least she's a supportive parent.
All right, let's cut to the chase. What do you really think, though?
Well, okay, I agree with the dad, though.
Yeah.
It's up to them as the parents to protect her integrity. She's 16.
Yeah.
You know, I totally get it. I've got a 17-year-old. I've had the battles over the dress, but guess what? I win.
Yeah, because you're buying
always,
them.
I just kind of feel like there can always be a compromise. You know, you don't have to make them, like, wear, like, all the way up to the neck, then all the way to the feet. Like, there's a way you can compromise, and then they can find something they love and they feel comfortable in, too, because that's really important.
Exactly. I think all three of them, and I mean, I hate to say it because of Dad, he's going to hate prom dress shopping.
Oh, yeah.
But if he feels that strongly about it, he needs to go with them.
This is,
That sounds like a terrible idea. The poor girl would be so miserable.
I got a better idea. Just homeschool, and then you don't have to worry about any of it.
Okay. I mean, they have to go outside eventually, Mark.
No, homeschooling, Megan. You do it at home.
Right.
She can go to
She has to have a social life so she can, like, be a normal person.
Well, you know, there's the internet. She can text people. Oh, hey, good. Thanks so much for calling.
That's so healthy.
That's what Snapchat's for.
Okay.
This is Dina from the South Side. Hi, Dina. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Great. What do you want to say?
Dresses are entirely too short nowadays.
Yeah. That's my motto.
Maybe the girls are just entirely too tall.
I don't think that's the way it works, Megan. The dresses can be changed, though.
Look, I had that issue when I was in school because I'm taller, so it was always so unfair because I couldn't wear, like, certain things because I would get, like, dress code, you know?
Yeah.
Put on something bigger and adjust the waist. That's all you can do.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Well, look, Hillary, a lot of people are saying, you know, it is your job as the mom to say no to stuff that may be inappropriate or to... you know, dress your daughter appropriately, even if it is, quote unquote, the style.
Well, I just want you to understand that every dress in the store was similar to this one. It's not like I picked out.
Right.
You know.
Maybe try a different store next time.
There are only so many stores.
Did this store have a pole in the middle of it?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just.
No, it did not.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
No. I mean, you know, I love my daughter, and I'm not putting her on display. It's just like, this is what they're putting out there for girls to wear. She only had so many choices, and this wasn't even the most revealing, honestly.
Hmm.
All right, well, you know, you will just agree to disagree.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.